Major changes to how federal chief information officers oversee IT investments are part of a package of proposals from the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. Those changes include full budget authority and approval over all IT contracts. Senators Tom Carper and Tom Coburn, the chair and ranking member of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, will offer their version of the Federal IT Acquisition Reform Act, or FITARA, at a committee markup tomorrow. Federal News Radio executive editor Jason Miller has a copy of the draft bill and has details on it after perusing it. How does the bill give CIOs more authority? This is something they've been asking for a long time.
Right, and there's been a lot of debate over whether CIOs really need the budget authority. I mean, if you talk to someone like Roger Baker, who was the VA CIO for a long time, he'll tell you nothing is more important, well, maybe not nothing, but very few things are more important than having that full budget authority. But you'll talk to other people in government who say, yeah, budget's nice, but is it the be-all, end-all? It's a top five thing or a top three thing, but it's not the be-all, end-all. What this bill does is really make it so federal CIOs will have final say on IT budget. Now, in it, remember, this is a draft bill, so it could change tomorrow. It could be amended during the markup tomorrow. But what we know today, what we know right now is this. In the bill, it calls for the CIOs to approve the agency's IT budget request. It also requires the CIO to certify that investments are being implemented using what they call incremental or agile development as defined by OMB. And this goes back to a 2012 guidance. And any future guidance, of course. And then it also requires that CIOs and work with the chief human capital officers to review all IT positions requested in the budget and ensure they're meeting agency needs. Now, that's one piece. That's the budget side. Now, as for the contracting side, the draft bill gives CIOs power to review and approve, and this is important, IT contracts and other agreements for technology products or services, as well as, and I think this is also key, they can sanction, really approve, again, any request to reprogram funds for IT. So you have about four things going on here that I think we're just going to highlight again real quick. Approve the budget request. Certify investments are meeting agile or incremental development. Review and approve IT contracts or other agreements. And review and approve reprogramming requests for IT. So those are four big things that currently a lot of CIOs do not have.
Beyond the CIO authorities, what else is in the Senate's version of FITARA?
Well, what's interesting about the Senate's version is they don't spend a lot of time looking at acquisition, and they spend a lot of time looking at management, which has been something that the Office of Management and Budget, the White House, has said you can't legislate, you know, necessarily good management, but that's what this bill focuses on. So the data center consolidation provisions that they had passed out of committee, I think, last year are in there. They're calling for a broader use of strategic sourcing. So those, I think, are two of the things that are fairly close to other bills that we've seen. But what's different about this Senate bill, and again, I'm going to go back to the management thing, they, I think, are frustrated over the IT dashboard and the lack, the potential it has and the lack of use that is being done by agencies and OMB. So what they call for in the bill is cost schedule performance data must be updated on that IT dashboard. This, and the CIO actually is responsible for updating the information on a quarterly basis. And they are there to address risks and data quality issues, which are both issues that I think the GAO has highlighted as problems. Now, this is the new piece as well to this, and I think this is very fascinating. Any program that's rated as high risk for four consecutive quarters, so a year, the CIO of that agency and OMB must first determine why this continues to be high risk. Then they must determine whether they can address those risks and then whether this project will be successful. So they're saying you just can't say this is a red project and, oh, well, we're doing the best we can. You have to actually do something about those red projects, which, again, goes back to, I think, what GAO has said time and again.
What's the difference between what you see in this draft and they'll mark up tomorrow and the House version? Because who knows when they might be able to match them up.
Right, I mean, that's the key here is when could they match them up, and right now the likely path is the Defense Authorization Bill, which is where the House version was passed. Now, the difference between the House version and the Senate version, there's several key. The first one is the House version calls for one person for the entire agency to have the title of CIO. The Senate version does not go that far. They do say that the CIO can have the authority and approval to name to other hires who are CIOs below him or her, but there can be more than one person with the title of CIO. The second big difference is the House version really does spend a lot more time looking at acquisition issues and challenges, while the Senate version, this draft version that we have a copy of, well, and a link to this so people can read for themselves on federalnewsradio.com, is not so focused on acquisition. So I think that's a key difference.
All right. You have a copy of the bill to update the cyber law known as FISMA. This is something that's been knocking around for a long time. What do you see there, Jason?
Well, what's interesting about this is that we hear a lot about how FISMA does not support what they call continuous diagnostics and mitigation, continuous monitoring, information security, continuous monitoring, whatever label you want to put on it. And what the Senate is doing is saying, well, that's fine. It doesn't necessarily have to support it. But what the real problem is something called Circular A-130. We're going to get into the weeds here for a little bit when it comes to OMB. But, you know, OMB has circulars that implement a lot of these laws. And within A-130, and this hasn't been updated since 2000, so it's been 14 years. And, in fact, it's been longer than the FISMA was law. So it really goes back to, if you will, GISRA, which is the Government Information Security Reform Act or something to that effect. We always call it FISMA now. And what the problem is, A-130 calls for that 3-year update. Now, it doesn't say just every 3 years, but what it does say is review the security controls in each system when significant modifications are made to the system, but at least every 3 years. So it doesn't say only do it every 3 years, but at least every 3 years. And what the Senate tells me, the committee tells me, is that that's been the hang-up of IGs, GAO, CISOs, and other people saying, well, that's what we have to follow. And OMB has not yet updated A-130. So what this FISMA bill does is say, we will rescind A-130 as soon as it becomes law and require OMB to issue new interim guidance. And then OMB can update final guidance about what A-130 could look like based on this new law of the Federal Information Security Amendments Act. So I think that's the main change. Other things are the other most interesting thing about the FISMA bill is a requirement for data breach standards really across the federal government. You got to tell the Congress within 7 days if you have a major breach, and if you, me, or the Aunt May gets breached because, you know, our Social Security data gets stolen or something like that, then they have to tell them within 60 days, unless if there's law enforcement or other national security concerns, then you have 180 days to tell. But basically, they're putting a standard down for all agencies around privacy breach notifications.
We only have about 30 seconds left, but something I pulled out of your exclusive report at federalnewsradio.com this afternoon, Jason, is that members of Congress like the continuous diagnostics and mitigation program at DHS and made an effort with this legislation to stay out of the way of that.
Yes, I think that was one key piece. They funded it. They like it. No, now they're impatient, of course, because that's what Congress do. But they said, listen, we don't want to get in the way by putting this FISMA bill out there and changing something that could hinder that implementation. So I think that's actually a really good sign and shows the hard work DHS has been having and OMB has been taking on to make this CDM program work.